Over the last several months, a group of grandfathers have been taking a silent stand to show their opposition to racism around Dublin. Grandfathers Against Racism meet up once a week, where they unfold their banner, and their aim is to bear witness to human values and stand up against racism. Two members are on the line now. We have Benny McCabe and Kevin Cronin. How are you, lads?
Hi.
Evening, Ray.
Kevin here. Yeah.
Kevin, I'll go to you first. Can you explain how Grandfathers Against Racism came about?
Yes, Ray. A couple of years ago, in September 2018, the government brought forward a referendum to repeal the Eighth Amendment to the Constitution, you might remember. And the Eighth Amendment dealt with termination of pregnancies. It had been in effect since 1983. Some 35 years. So, in chats among ourselves, a group of us, we felt we were of a mind that it was appropriate that the Eighth Amendment should be repealed and replaced by appropriate Dáil legislation. Mm. So we asked ourselves, what can we do about it? And it emerged from our discussions that we'd simply get a banner saying, "Grandfathers Say Yes," and stand at various locations with the banner, silently, with the banner carrying the message. So we did. We stood outside the Dáil, Grafton Street, other centre city locations in the 2 weeks leading up to the referendum. Uh-huh. And the response was very gratifying. I remember my daughter coming in one evening and saying, "You know, Dad, you've gone viral." So there was a really gratifying response to it.
And the fact that you're grandfathers, does that make it stronger?
Well, I thought it was. I thought that was particularly apt in that grandfathers might have been considered to be old fuddy-duddies who wouldn't be thinking of change at all in sensitive legislation like that. So I think young people in particular, and young women in particular, seemed to get very overcome when they saw what our message was.
Yeah. And Benny, when you say we, who are ye? How do you know each other?
I'm the new kid on the block.
Oh, you're right. What age are you?
72.
All right, okay.
And I've just joined over the past 6 months on the issue of racism.
Okay.
I think for me, we live in a time of chaos and unpredictability, and the question becomes, what kind of a world are we handing on to our grandchildren? So for me, to be able to take a stand with these men, and it's a privilege and it's an honour. For me, they're great men. I'm only getting to know them. They have visited remote parts of the world. They've lived in different cultures. So it's an honour to stand with them, yeah.
And Benny, you've been around the world yourself and you've witnessed racism firsthand.
Yes, I've worked in different parts. I've worked in Cambodia, where the Khmer Rouge were active. I've worked in the Balkans and in South Africa. So I've seen what happens when this thing gets out of control, when our brothers and sisters are seen as other, as different, as dangerous, as threats. So I'm aware of that, yeah.
And was it, what happened to George Floyd, was that the straw that broke the camel's back? Was that when you realised you needed to do something or wanted to do something?
Not for me. No. I've been aware of the issue. I think sort of what's happening in the United States now is becoming very visible. It was always there. Now it's becoming visible. But for me, it's what's happening in Ireland is the issue.
Mm. And like various times throughout the lockdown, you had to, you know, lessen your numbers, etc. But in the main, what you do is you go to a location and you just unfurl your sign and just stand there. For how long?
We stand for an hour.
Yeah.
And by and large, people are very kind to us. Last week in the rain, myself and Ronan were there and somebody brought us a coffee. Somebody brought us butler's chocolates. But interestingly, today, somebody came up to me and said, you know, our heads are at risk of being cut off. So there is a lot of kindness, there's a lot of support.
So hold on.
So, the other thing.
Was that a threat?
No, not a threat, but a fear. fear. This person came and sort of said, but what about this danger of our heads getting cut off?
I see. Because yes, Muslims, yes, yes, right, okay. Yes, yes, so they exactly. were asking you to defend the actions of Muslim terrorists exactly. around
exactly.
Europe. I see,
exactly.
I see. How do yes. you cope with something like that then, Benny?
For me, to try and engage them, I engaged this person and it turned out that he had been charged with some offences, that he had done jail time. So what I'm aware of is the Garda Commissioner talked a couple of weeks ago about the challenge of the emerging right, extreme right. Mm. So that's out there too, right? Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. And Kevin, so yep. Benny was saying he's the new kid on the block. So the rest of you then, how did you get together originally?
Yeah, well, we're all around 80 years old. And most of us go back quite a while, back to school and activities we were involved in together. And we meet as a group or when we could for coffee once a week. And we have lively debates about various issues. Yeah. It was arising from one of these coffee mornings after the amendment campaign was finished. We asked ourselves, what would we do? Could we do something similar? And that's where the racism banner arose and the current campaign.
Hmm. I can predict you definitely, well, both of you wouldn't be Trump supporters, Kevin, just...
No, I think not. No, yeah. No, definitely. Maybe I just mention the rest of the group.
Yeah, do. That's important.
Yeah, it's a very disparate group, really. We've got Rona Wilmot, who's an actor-producer, and we've two engineers, Paddy Barry and Des Doherty, a teacher, Sean Mullen, and Aer Lingus pilot, Mike Alexander, a history professor, Hugh Goff, and a wood turner, Tom Murphy.
Nice.
Now, we're all retired from, I myself am accountant by trade, so we're all retired and... but have a lot in common and meet as often as we can.
Can I ask you a question about becoming a granddad? Because I know when I became a dad, you know, it made me, forced me to see the world through different eyes. What about when you become a granddad?
Well, I think it does. There's a big responsibility. I think bringing children into the world or grandchildren, you do have dreads about where the world is going and how they're going to survive.
Yeah.
So, yes, you do.
How many have you got? How many grandchildren have you got, Kevin?
I have six.
Six. And what about you, Benny?
I have three. Tig here in Dublin and two in Berlin.
Right. That's difficult to have them so far away, isn't it?
Yeah. Unfortunate that all ours are around Dublin.
Yeah.
Very fortunate.
So, mainly positive reaction. And I think what you're doing is a brilliant thing. I was saying there up until, and you would have witnessed this, although you're travelling all over the world, that Ireland up until 20 years ago was, you know, a very homogeneously white country. That we are sort of, we weren't tested on racism.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
So I think we're very new to it in Ireland.
Yes, yeah.
And there is, I think there is an instinct of, what's the word, concern about change and difference. And that all has to be overcome, I think.
Mm.
And that's education and experience.
And witnessing just people living among you, you know what I mean? Because that's...
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And that's there's more and more of that happening, which is great.
So, and the gift that they bring us.
Of course, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And were you out today, Benny? You were out today.
I was. Myself and Ronan were there today, yes.
Yeah, where? At the bottom of the spire?
At the spire, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Nice day for today.
Brisk, yes. Yeah. Yes, I put on the gloves today.
Yeah, yeah. And where will you be now? It's American Embassy, Department of Justice, Grafton Street, O'Connell Street, that sort of area, is it?
The spire is becoming predictable, I think.
Yeah, yeah, so you might have to change it around.
And most of us cannot participate.
No, yeah.
You know, there's only two, Benny and Ronan, who live centre city, who can legitimately
And do you miss
carry
it?
The band.
Do you miss it, Kevin? Do you miss
I do, very much. Yeah, it's... it's really very gratifying.
Yeah, I
and
get
even
that.
A bit of antagonism is okay, because you don't seriously feel you're under threat as you might in other jurisdictions.
Yeah. And, and oftentimes, because I remember talking to somebody who was protesting or was, you know, campaigning for something, and they said, once you engage with people, it's amazing how you can change their mind and at least make them think about, you know, what they think, which might be contrary to what you think. But if you're there and they see the whites of your eyes and you have a chat, that's...
Absolutely. I think one of the issues in this, Ray, is I came across a book recently which was titled Mind, Hands and Heart, and it sort of reflected on the fact that we live in a time where mind is dominant, the hands were dominant 20, 30 years ago, but where is the place for heart in all of
that's
this?
That's interesting. Yeah.
And I think that's sort of what you talked about. When you engage in somebody face to face, then it's a different thing than fear and manipulation,
That's what's the called? Mind? Was it Mind?
Mind, Hands and Heart. It's a good book.
Right, it sounds like a book I'd love. Thanks for that recommendation. Right, Benny, good talking to you. Kevin, good talking to you. Mind yourselves. Yes. Mind yourselves and keep doing what you're doing. Okay.
Thank you.
Good luck. See
you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.